And now, a word from our sponsor. Has the coronavirus got you down? Then here's a simple solution for you all. Buy some toilet paper. It'll solve all of your problems. It'll solve all of life's mysteries. It's toilet paper. It'll even help me with my music lessons. Toilet paper. It's not just your bum that wants some. Hello, welcome back. We are here again for 2020, start of a year. It's been a while, but we are back again with Liliana.
Hello.
And Adrian. All right. Now, it's been a while. Apologies for that, but it's been quite a start to this year. Hey, guys. Yeah. So what's been happening? We're going to talk about all the things and bring everyone up to date. It's been a few months now. Let's just start with school, because you've started your new year at school. Liliana's in year five this year. How are you finding year five so far?
Good.
That's just a thumbs up.
I just said good.
Yeah, specifically.
Yeah, good.
Like, it's good.
Like, it's like last year, mostly.
Okay.
Except a different class and a different teacher.
Okay. Adrian? What do you think? How's your year?
Good.
So far, so good?
So far, so good.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it's been quite a turmoil.
My only complaint is that one of my friends on my desk, he talks a lot.
Oh, dear. Well, don't get too... Try not to get too distracted.
You just have to ignore him. I know, but he always talks to everyone else, and then it annoys me, and I asked them to stop, and then they keep saying, well, now you're talking, and then
What, the person says that you're talking?
Yeah, the person says, now you're talking.
Has a teacher noticed?
Never.
Oh, okay.
Well, tell the teacher.
She's not going to do anything about it.
Well, if the person is distracting you while you're trying to get your work done, maybe she will.
True.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
Okay, we'll give it a try. All right. Anyway, I was going to start off just talking about what kind of last couple of months. It's been quite crazy, hey guys?
Yeah.
Last time we were here, we were talking about the bushfires.
And now it's gone from bushfires to floods. And
yeah.
Disgraceful coronavirus.
Yeah, now we've started with this coronavirus scare.
And then...
Ooh, coronavirus is coming.
And then the toilet paper.
Yeah, everyone's rushing out. Yep. Everyone's rushing out, panicking, freaking out, aren't they? It's been quite funny, eh, guys? What about when we saw it at the shops? Yeah. How much people are just getting into fights about toilet paper? Now, I don't know who's listening here today, but I'm just going to say, I think you should say it too, Adrian.
No.
Just tell people to calm down. Because everybody needs toilet paper. And there's no shortage of toilet paper, for crying out loud. We have heaps of toilet paper coming into the shops. People just need to calm down, relax, There's not going to be a shortage of toilet paper. People even deliver toilet paper to your door if you need it. You know, we're living in the year 2020 now, where convenience is at your doorstep.
And also, Dad, everyone's mostly getting food. They're mostly getting toilet paper, but they need food to use toilet paper.
But yeah, that is true as well. I mean, you ain't going to poop unless you eat.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I don't know. People are going crazy with this thing. Oh, you know, like it's if the media started reporting on, hey, think this, you know, there's a cancer scare in the world all of a sudden, and they're, you know, I think more people are getting cancer than they are this coronavirus. You know, then everybody's going to be rushing out and panicking again. Like it's just they're just going crazy.
I know, but this is the thing.
Yeah,
what's we're the most unlikely people to get it, but everyone in the world is just like. It's just a coronavirus.
Oh, well, no, yeah.
But what my teacher told me
is
that everyone in the world, except for Australia, has a really high chance, like, the coronavirus is more spread out there than at Australia, because Australia blocked everything off and told
people. Well, yeah, that's right. I mean, they're taking precautions now. And so long as... What's some good things that we can do to be a bit more cautious about catching flus or any kind of viruses? What's the things that we can do?
Wait, but we're also the only country that's just going crazy about toilet paper and food.
Yeah, that's true.
And also hand sanitizer and soap.
Yeah, I know.
What's the toilet paper for?
Hey, answer what I was asking you before, guys. What kind of things can we do to prevent us from getting any kind of viruses?
We can wash our hands.
Yeah, be more... Yeah, washing hands. And
be more healthy.
Eat greens.
Yeah.
Eat your fruits.
Yeah, eat your fruit and vegetables.
If you've gone out in a public place, make sure to wash your hands after.
Yeah.
Like, even if you touch a toilet seat, which is weird because...
No, if you got to close your toilet seats down sometimes, it's always important after you use the bathroom, always wash your hands. You know, like, just be hygienic. Just keep yourself clean. Cover yourself when you cough or sneeze.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mostly when you have a cold.
Yep.
Or something.
That's it. That's all you got to do. That's all everybody has to do. You know, this thing is, in my opinion, it's no different to any other strain of flu.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You're going to catch a flu. You're in bed for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. It takes a long time to recover. You know, this one might just be a little bit stronger, but hey,
But I think
no reason to panic.
One reason why people are panicking is because the doctors haven't found a cure for it yet.
But it's like any flu, though. Most flus don't have a cure. You just got to take a flu shot and just to boost your immune system.
So you can take a flu shot and you've got a lower chance of getting the coronavirus.
Well, no, not any kind of flu. Like, any flu that they know about.
Is a coronavirus a flu?
A coronavirus is a strain of flu, correct. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. That's why people take flu shots. The flu shot doesn't stop you from getting the flu. It just stops you from getting it as bad as you normally would. It just boosts your immune system up a bit. That's what it's meant to do. But as for a cure for the flu and cold, there is none yet.
I hate the flu thing.
Yeah, I know. It's not nice to catch it, eh? It's crap.
I haven't gotten it, but I hate the when they have to stick the needle in.
Oh, when you get your flu shot.
I remember when I was 4.
Yeah.
Remember that day I got my flu shot? It went in, I'm like, my face was, my mouth was aligned, my eyes were wide open.
Mm-hmm.
And then they stayed like that for the whole entire day. The whole day. No, literally, legit, the whole day.
No, they didn't.
No.
They did.
Can it's I go funny. Say hi to Kingsley?
Why?
And then I want to tell everyone about Kingsley.
Okay. But I have to admit, it's pretty funny watching these doomsday preppers at the shops. Remember we were there the other day? Yeah, well, that's what they think that the world Superman is coming to an end.
Dad, Superman's not real.
What are you talking about?
Doomsday!
That's from the Doomsday comp. That's different. I'm talking about like literal Doomsday. Doomsday. The monster that fought Superman in the comics. His name is Doomsday.
Exactly.
But he was named after the end of the world. The people call the end of the world Doomsday.
Okay. Mm. I always.
Did you actually think that people say when they talk about Doomsday, they're talking about the monster that killed Superman? Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, Adrian.
I think they're just talking about not the end of the world, but this thing's going to come and go.
So all these people are rushing out the shops buying rice, toilet paper, and pasta, saying, there's a monster coming to kill us! It's killed Superman! It's coming for us now! People would probably do that if somebody were on the news saying, there is a 10-foot monster ravishing the city of Sydney. Everybody, grab your toilet paper and rice and pastas, because you've got to stay inside, because this monster is relentless. He's going to kill us all. And people freak out buying toilet paper because they think that toilet paper will save us. Oh, jeez. So what else has been happening in Asia? Hey, you've been learning the recorder at school, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, do you know any songs now?
I only know one.
Okay.
How
about we do a bit of a talent quest? Come on, Age. Show me what you've learned.
It's just about the two notes.
Alright, don't blow it too close to the mic. You're gonna make people deaf.
Oh.
Alright, show me your two notes that you know.
There's A and B.
Alright. What note are you playing first?
B.
All right.
I'm not really good at it, though.
That's all right. Hey, why don't you give it to me? Why don't you just copy what I do? Yeah. All right? So when you start off, this is G, the bottom. Mm. Okay?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so
you but hold when you put G on, when you put do that, that's B.
Yeah.
And then when you put this finger there, that's A.
Okay, so always keep your finger on G.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
I know.
All right, just copy what I'm going to do now, right? Can you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Get your other two fingers ready. Good. Okay, then you go. So. No, you gotta. You're blowing too fast. You only blow when your finger's covering the hole. Good. Then you do this. That's alright, just do one at a time. It's one finger at a time, always. Don't rush. Alright, we'll keep practicing, okay?
You're doing that with my fingers.
That's alright. You just gotta just keep all you gotta do, right? Just keep practicing one finger at a time with your thumb on G. Alright, so you can practice this by yourself next time. Just. So that'll get you used to just blowing with one finger at a time, okay?
Just keep repeating it.
It gets you used to it, okay? All right. You don't have to keep doing it now, but I'm saying, like, next time you're in your room.
Can I try?
Ugh.
Please, I want to try.
Oh. Why not? Let her have a try. Let her have a try. Let her have one. Come on. Come on. My gosh, Adrian. Does that your sister have a turn? All right, now this brings us to another topic. Sharing. It's important to share with your brother and your sister and not be so selfish. Just like now, Adrian is about to share his recorder.
He thinks they have the coronavirus.
Oh, pfft.
Cold yet last week.
Oh, she's fine, Adrian. If she had a, if we would have got a cold from her, you would have caught it by now. You guys bloody were sleeping together last night.
Not last night.
Well, yeah, you were all in my bed last night.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Come on. Cause I'm scared. I've got to sleep in your bed. Stop. All right, I'm sorry. No, you're even worse than Adrian. Oh, that's terrible. You're making me deaf. Ah! All right, give it back. That's enough. I regret shit. Next lesson. Sometimes you don't have to share if you know your other brother or sister cannot play the recorder because they sound terrible. Oh, geez.
You sound like James from the Pokemon movie.
James?
You know, James?
Jesse.
Oh.
I don't know, it's upside down.
What's their motto again? How does a Team Rocket motto go?
Wait, is this something?
Prepare for trouble, make it...
You be Jesse, you be James. Come on, show me how it goes.
I can't remember.
Yeah, I know it.
All right, go.
Prepare for trouble. To protect the world from devastation.
To unite all people within our nation.
To denounce the evils of truth and love.
To extend the welcome of...
No, to extend our reach to the stars above. Yeah,
to extend our reach to the stars above.
Jesse!
James.
Team Rocket blasts off with the speed of light.
Surrender now or prepare to fight.
Meowth, that's right!
And then Barfet!
Barfet!
And then they blast off, right?
No, and then when they get bitten, they blast off into the...
They go...
Into space. We're blasting off again!
And then the blast into space go...
No, it doesn't. It goes... Ding!
And then it goes...
Alright. Hey, there's another huge announcement I've got to make. Guess what happened yesterday?
Is it this?
No. Guess what happened yesterday?
What?
Was it yesterday or this morning? No, it was this morning.
What?
This morning, sorry.
What?
It was a breakthrough. It was involving you.
What? I had a playdate.
This morning.
I had a playdate.
No, not the playdate. Before the playdate when you're eating your breakfast.
What?
Adrian ate crust.
Yeah.
He ate crust!
It was a milestone and a half event. Adrian ate the crust of his toast.
Oh my gosh, Adrian, I'm so proud of you!
We're so proud of you, Adrian. Round of applause for Adrian, everyone. Well done, Adrian. He ate crust today. He
finally ate his crust!
You're getting older. Bringing tears to my eyes. You're just growing up so fast. It's like losing your first tooth.
No, it's like losing 8 teeth.
What?
In a row.
No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's like your first day of school. Adrian ate crust. I've got to mark it in my diary today. Adrian ate crust and didn't complain. Thank you, darling. Very good job.
Well, I did say I didn't want it, and then he just begged me, and I'm like, fine, just eat it.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, it's good, Adrian.
I know, but you had to beg me.
So tell me, Adrian, what things do you like, what things don't you like?
I like peanut pasta.
And that's it.
I like ravioli.
And that's it.
I like...
What about activities?
Activities? What activities?
What do you like to do? For fun.
I like to play Lego. I like to play the Xbox.
I like the
Nintendo Switch.
I like hanging out with my friends.
Then he likes his comic book.
Oh, yeah, I like
what about you, Lily?
Like drawing. I like my comic book. I like
drawing.
Oh, sorry. Is it too loud?
You're making it too loud. Why are you going so close to the mic?
I don't know. I like drawing, comic books, I don't really play Xbox, do I? I play Nintendo Switch.
Lily, I've got to tell you something.
Computers sometimes, I guess. I don't know. Homework is a daily basis.
I've
got to
say something. I play my computer, and there's a game called Stickman Hook, and I adore it.
Oh, tell us about Stickman Hook.
Wait, but I need to finish.
Oh, all right.
And then also, I have loads of books that have empty pages in it that I draw in, and I never finish the empty page book.
Oh, okay. What is that?
Because I always leave it till night.
No, you leave till last minute.
You're like, good night, Lily. And once you leave, I get my journal. Then I start writing and drawing. And yeah.
All right. What's this game? What's this game you told?
Oh, so it's called Stickman.
All right. Stickman. How do people get to this Stickman game?
All you do is just swing on a hook.
But if people want to play it, how do they find this game on the internet?
Oh, you just have to search up Stickman Hook, and you search up Stickman Hook on your computer, and then...
So you just play on a web browser?
Yeah, and then it says play Stickman Hook for free on Pokey.
Oh, wow.
And you play it, and you do these quests, and there's these bouncy...
Lily's picking her nose.
No, I'm not!
What are you doing? Sorry, don't eat your snot.
I've never done it before. This is what
Yes, you have. I saw you in the car eating it. You got it on
the wall. No, I didn't. I never did that, liar.
Yes, you did. That was so gross.
Hey, what's some gross things that you've caught Adrian doing?
I haven't done any of those.
I've caught some gross things my friend did.
All right, let's talk about that. Come over here.
Okay.
All right.
Who's first?
Hey, let's do this new segment.
Oh, yeah.
Gross things we saw people do.
This is the worst. I've seen loads of gross things.
All right.
Especially.
Well, it's not inappropriate, is it?
No, it's not inappropriate.
All right.
So one day, we were doing handstands and all of that.
Oh, this. People.
Okay, can
we... And then Ruby did a handstand in this weird... vomit snot came out of a knot.
A vomit snot? What's a vomit snot look like?
I don't know. It was greenish and whitish, and it had black dots in it.
Ugh.
And then she had to go to the nurse. The office, yeah.
Okay.
Another one was where...
Josh, I thought we were going to start talking about people picking their nose and eating it or something. Like, is going way too far.
Another one was Josh.
Yeah.
He was making us laugh, and then Aiden laughed too hard, and then a gigantic booger flew out of his nose, and it went all over his face.
Oh.
And I remember someone told us this story, how they were vacuuming, and they had the sniffles, and they sneezed, and a string of snot went into their eyeball. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
In the eyeball.
Jeez. All right, Adrian.
And also, so, one day,
come over here.
What was it? Oh, yeah, there's a kid at my soccer, and what he does is he puts his finger up his nose, puts it in his ear, and eats it.
Oh, yuck. Jeez. What's that supposed to give him? Some special energy to play soccer or something?
Yeah.
God.
He actually went cray-cray after he did that.
Okay, I would expect someone who's already cray-cray for doing that.
Yeah.
Okay.
He didn't actually go cray-cray, he just tripped over a lot. And then he did a million farts.
He did a million farts. That's great, Adrian.
Yeah.
Alright, so that was gross things I saw people do. You know when I see people do gross things? It's when I'm driving. Every time I spot somebody in the next window, if I'm stuck in traffic, they're always picking their nose and flicking it out the window. And it's always people in the cars, they do that stuff. And then they when you see them at the corner of your eye, they pretend that you know, they look sheepish and they just look straight ahead like, is he still watching me? Is he still looking? Oh, crap. He saw me pick my nose. Stop playing recorder with your nose.
I can't believe it.
Okay. You can do it with your nose. Watch.
Oh, my God.
Adrian's new talent. He's playing a recorder with his nose.
This is smallpox.
Okay, can we get over the gross things now? Okay, this new segment. It doesn't make sense.
That doesn't even make sense.
Here we go. Here's Dad's top things that don't make sense. All right. Number one, pizza boxes are square. Why are they square when pizzas are round?
That doesn't make sense!
That's actually true, though.
Why do people press harder on a remote control when the batteries are dead?
Wait. Oh, yeah, because...
Does that make sense?
No.
Okay. Number three, why do we look in the mirror after vomiting?
I don't look in the mirror after vomiting.
I don't want to see my face.
You don't want to see it. Well, most people do. Anyway, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Number four. Why is E missing when grading school papers? You know how you go A, B, C, D?
E.
No, they go straight to F.
That doesn't actually... I thought it's A, B, C, D, F. It's D, F. What?
Number five, why is a pair of pants named a pair when there's only one?
Oh my gosh, that doesn't even make sense as well.
Number six, why is W called W when it's two V's put together?
Hey, that was my one day.
Yeah, I know. I used it.
It should be double
V's. It should be double V's, yeah.
No, it doesn't even look like a U.
Well, they should change double U's to look like two U's. Next one. Why do people say heads up when you need to duck?
I don't know. That's kind of... Yeah. I saw that in a comic. Someone was like, heads up. Because there was a ball flying and he was like, oh, you just hit me in the face. Next time, just say duck. Next time, just say watch out. And then he's like, okay. And then he's like, watch out. Because he was walking. He's like, don't worry. You don't have to do it. And then he slipped on mud. He was saying, watch out for the mutt. Do you get it?
Oh, yeah, he ducked.
Okay. Next. Why is it called quicksand when it takes you down slowly?
Takes you down fast.
That's kind of confusing. No, it takes you down slowly, eh? You know the saddest thing about quicksand?
What?
Once you're here, you're dead. And it...
Up to where? Up just above your nose?
I would hate to drown because you have to hold your breath for so long and try and resist and it's so hard.
Mm. True.
And also,
Oh my God, you flew!
You keep dropping this recorder on the floor. All right, go. Once again.
Don't, Lily.
Lily, stop. The agent will say something.
When one of your body parts gets stuck in quicksand, you can't get them out.
True.
Like if you let it go up to your knees, you can't get them out. And then it keeps going up and up and up and up and up until they get to your armpits and then they go. And then you can't see, you can't breathe, and you're like, bleh. And you get a knife out of your pocket and just stab yourself because you hate this, and you're like,
ah. Okay.
Even though someone could have just came and saved you.
Oh, Adrian. All right, next one. Why do people ask if they can ask you a question? It's not like you have a choice. They already did.
I don't get it.
I get it. They're like, can I ask you a question? And they already did.
Correct. They didn't give you a choice, did they?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Oh!
Oh my gosh, Adrian just had a light bulb go over his head. Okay, next one. Why do celebrities spend their lives trying to be known, then disguise themselves when they are in public?
Wait, what?
Actually, that doesn't make sense, does it?
Oh, they want to be
Dad,
so famous.
Why are you doing this voice?
Because it's like a drama. TV host voice.
Yeah.
So
okay.
What do they do then?
Sorry? The celebrities?
Yeah.
They spend their lives trying to be famous, and then after they're famous, they want to disguise themselves and hide from people.
That doesn't make sense.
Because they want to be private.
Oh.
All of a sudden they want to be private. They say, oh, I've got my life. I want a private life. But I want to be famous. So it's a bit contradictory, isn't it? All right. And finally, last but not least. If con is the opposite of pro, is Congress the opposite of progress?
I don't know what Congress means.
Congress is like a body of... politicians, kind
that,
of like in America.
Actually, doesn't make sense.
It doesn't, yeah.
Like
yeah.
Pro, programming, professional.
Anyway, so that was the segment. It doesn't make sense. That's it. We're just gonna sign off and. We're going to say a special message to everybody from each of us, starting with you, Lily. What do you want to say to everyone?
Wash your hands.
Okay. What do you want to say to everyone, H? Come over here.
Bye.
Just bye.
Yeah.
No special message. No thoughts from Adrian.
No.
Jeez, H.
What? I have nothing to say.
So if you were to give someone your wisdom, what some wise words from Adrian?
Wise words. Kind friend and don't let them do gross things.
He said don't let your friends do gross things.
Okay.
And I'm being wise. So technically I'm being an old man.
So you're being an old
man. Old
man's
aren't wise. What if there's a baby? Baby's really smart.
You don't know. Who's an old man that you know that's wise?
Papa.
Papa?
Papa's not old.
Papa?
Papa's old.
Papa.
Papa's words of wisdom would be, leave me alone.
If you're...
Everybody bothers me.
Papa, if you're watching this or listening to this, say sorry for calling me old because he's not old.
Poor old Papa.
He's not old.
I'm making fun of old Papa.
He's not.
He's old.
When you ring him up, he says, "What?"
And then you say, "Where is she?"
I say, "Where's Mum?" Oh, hang on, I'll get her. All right. Anyway. All right. Mine is, calm down and stop buying so much damn toilet paper.
Da-da.
We're not gonna run out of toilet paper.
Da-da.
The world is not gonna end.
Da-da.
You're gonna wake up tomorrow with. A room full of toilet paper and think, what the hell have I done? That's what's going to happen, all right?
Unless you just don't have any toilet
chill paper out. Everything's cool. All right? Even if you get the damn coronavirus, you're going to be all right. Unless you've got other problems, then maybe you won't. But, you know.
Okay.
But you'll be fine. Everything will be cool. Life will go on. We have toilet paper.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
All right. Okay. Everyone say goodbye.
Bye-bye. Goodbye.